I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The U.S. government is spending more and taking in less. The Treasury Department has just reported that the federal deficit has gone up this past budget year to $779 billion, the largest deficit since 2012. It's not really a surprise, but as Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports, historically it is odd.
Usually when the economy is strong, the government draws in more money and the deficit shrinks. Not this time, says University of Pennsylvania economist Felix Reichling.
Now we are having unprecedented growth and a very, very strong labor market, but we pile on debt.
Per the government report, the biggest culprit is last year's big Republican tax cut. It likely boosted the economy, but not to the point that, say, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin promised last year.
Not only will this tax plan pay for itself, but it will pay down debt.
Analysts generally find that unrealistic. Kyle Pomerleau is an economist for the Conservative Tax Foundation, which is one of the more bullish on the tax overhaul. He believes it'll get better.
You'll see the more noticeable improvements, 5 to 10 years out rather than immediately.
But Pomerleau says the law can only break even if lawmakers allow tax cuts for individuals to expire as written. Those are considered the most popular cuts. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.